Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can also visit us on the web. We've got a brand new website. It doesn't matter if you're on a laptop, desktop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. I don't know where you live, but many places across the country, hunting season is going on. And here in the state of Michigan, on November 15 of this year, firearm deer hunting season will be happening. And that'll happen from November 15th through November 30th. And I'm sure a lot of hunters are looking forward to getting out into the woods, getting away from the hustle and bustle of current events going on in our nation right now, from the election to the pandemic to many other things happening. Just a time for hunters to get out there, commune with nature, enjoy the beauty, and hopefully bag a trophy and bring some meat to their family. I thought this week we would share some tips on how to stay safe during hunting season, and I found this article from the Realtree Camo website, and that's the company that makes the Realtree camouflage. They have an excellent article with 31 tips to help keep you safe during the hunting season, and I'm just going to share a few of them. I do want you to go read the full article at Realtree Camo. And you can do that. Just go to our website, mvpinsure.us. Lower middle of the landing page, you'll see a link to Let's Talk Insurance. Go ahead and click on that. It'll bring you to our blog. And in the upper right of the blog, you can type in Hunting Safety Tips 2020, and it'll bring up today's article if you happen to be listening later on afterwards. Totally easy to do a search and get a link to the Realtree Camo website and read the full article. Well, the first tip I have for you is keep guns and ammo locked up. Make sure your rifles and handguns and ammunition are properly stored in a locked safe or cabinet when not going to be used. So when you're not using them, again, make sure that they are locked up in a proper cabinet or safe. There are many brands of safes out there that you can get, fireproof ones, earthquake-proof ones. So, make sure that when you do have your rifles and handguns, that they are properly locked up. And also keep the ammo in a safe location as well, just for safety's sake, more than anything else. The next tip I have for you is keep a first aid and survival pack with you when you are hunting. And that first aid survival pack would include things like bandages, disinfectants, maybe cotton swabs, cotton gauze, an emergency blanket, and possibly some small survival rations just in case you get hurt or lost. You may rip your knee on a piece of fence. And you're going to need a quick Band-Aid and some disinfectant. Or maybe you cut your hand and you're going to need some gauze and a bandage to take care of that. Or unfortunately, if you happen to get lost, you get stuck somewhere and you're going to have to stay overnight, an emergency blanket and some emergency rations should help keep you warm and keep your tummy full so you can focus on doing what you need to do to get yourself out of the situation. So certainly remember to keep a first aid and survival pack with you. The next tip I have for you is keep your rifle pointed in a safe direction. Always point at the ground or away from people when not using the rifle. There's a story on the Real Tree Camo website talking about coming across so many times walking up and somebody just inadvertently had pointed a rifle barrel at their head. So it's an interesting story to read on that. So again, go to our website, mvpinsure.us. Lower middle of the landing page, Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to the blog post for today. Or you could type in the search bar, hunting safety tips 2020, to bring up the article where you can get access to the link and read some of the stories associated with these tips. Also, you want to make sure that the safety is on and your finger is off the trigger. Don't want to have any accidental misfires. You talk about gun accidents happening all the time with people that accidentally leave the safety off, or they had their finger on the trigger and jumped and away you went. So definitely make sure that you keep your rifle pointed in a safe direction and that the safety's on and your finger's off the trigger, just obviously for safety's sake. Next tip I have for you is keep a compass and map. Cell reception in the woods can often be non-existent. So you can be out commuting with nature with nothing miles around, including a cell tower. So having a map of the area that you're hunting along with a small compass can certainly be a lifesaver in case you get lost. You'll be able to use the map and the compass to get your bearings to figure out where you need to be. And again, cell phones are great. They got the map feature, they've got GPS, they've got, all these wonderful things. But if you're out in the middle of the woods and there's no cell service, it's not really going to do you much good. So definitely keep a old-fashioned compass and a copy of the hunting area map of where you're going to be. Now, the last tip I want to share with you is keep weapon unloaded when not in use. If you're not actively hunting, then you should just unload your weapon. Whether you're going to go inside, you're going to get in your truck or your car and move to a different hunting area. If you're not actively hunting, you definitely need to, for safety's sake, unload your weapon. Even though the safety may be on, freak things have happened. So it's always better to be safe than sorry. It may be a pain in the butt to have to unload it, but again, the small hassle of unloading a weapon and keeping it safe rather than having a loaded weapon and it going off and something happen, I think you're going to be in a much better column by unloading the weapon when you're not actively using it for hunting. Again, I want you to go to our website. It's mvpinsure.us. Lower middle of the landing page is a link to Let's Talk Insurance, and it'll bring you to the blog post for today. And again, if you happen to be listening later on, real simple, all you need to do is type in the search bar in the upper right, Hunting Safety Tips 2020, and that will bring you to the blog post with the link to the Real Tree Camo website. It's nice that they have the tips, and then they also have a little story to go with each one. So there's 31 tips in all. Spoiler alert. Originally, the article did say 30, but once you got to 30, then it says, hey, here's a bonus tip, 31. So there are 31 tips. I've only shared 5. So I want you to go to the Real Tree Camo website and take a look at the rest of the tips. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. You can call us anywhere else in the state of Michigan, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. And that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you could do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, again, I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency. And that is going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very good and very safe week. And if you're a hunter, please be safe out there. And I hope you get yourself a trophy. Take care.